anyway, downtown, most people, we'd go into a restaurant. As we sat down to eat, and somebody should, the devil would send over to get the check. Tell the waitress to bring the check to him. And there's two or three of the best restaurants that gave us 20% discount. And sometimes we didn't even pay that.
Why that?
They were just patriotic. And there wasn't enough servicemen for them to make a to-do over. And but Frederick took us to all the places. Oh, he took us out to his father's country club. Go out there just to look around. We didn't have any money. Hell, we were going, but I was doing $40 a month. Sergeant, 45 as a sergeant.
Sergeant, now you get $300-$400.
And that didn't last long, about 3 months.
I bet all those girls really liked it.
Crazy about it. The anybody in the uniform. They were such nice girls there. I couldn't think of that
clothes.
They'd give dances. And there was some strict rules. You could date them, but that was a private outside affair. You couldn't take them home. So they came there and listened, and chaperoned. So it was weird.
But they really got dressed up.
Oh, they were dressed up. Well-to-do families.
Yeah.
How could I name some of these days? In certain, in World War II, the big camps were in the South, largely, because of the climate, because they could get big tracts of land. Georgia was full of them. And we have a big one up at Keeson Field, it's still going. And on Hattiesburg, Camp Shelby, Camp Dawn over the Gulf, and Roberts. Pittsburgh, that's a popular state. And Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania's a popular state. Pittsburgh, a big city. And there were just no camps nearby. Recruiting squad was something from the makeover.
Well, getting back to our conversation earlier, what would you call that? Maybe a room? Did you have a room where you keep a whole bunch of worthless things you never in the house, in y'all's house?
I believe every house did. things that you'd use and show beside. The tendency in old Southern homes is never to throw anything away. A broken piece of furniture, a baby carriage, cracked up bicycle, wagons and things. You just put them out in the yard somewhere.
Just keep all that old.
To a house. Yeah. Usually a barn, you know. You have a barn to put things in. No good ever came of them. They rusted off. Now, as time went on, space became too valuable. People had money to buy new stuff. I just wish, as well before, that my parents, my mother, and even Martha, we'd kept a lot of things that we had. That we evolved from those things to others. Even stove.